the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Just to warn you, you may find the contents of this report to be distressing because it's about the five men who tortured a woman for 3 hours and giving her extensive injuries. This happened in a Dublin flat last year, where today jailed for between 8.5 and 14 years. This woman was abducted because of a row over missing drugs, which she knew nothing about. All of the men pleaded guilty to false imprisonment and assault causing harm to the woman at Henrietta House in September 2024. And to their defence, counsel expressed remorse and regret in court for what they had done. Our Today FM Courts correspondent Frank Graney joins us now to outline this case. The victim, Frank, is a woman called Natalie Ennis. What can you tell us about what happened to her on the 26th of September last year?
Well, as you say, she was abducted and taken to a flat in Henrietta House, Henrietta Place in Dublin 7. And it was all in relation to the reason that she was abducted and subsequently tortured was all in relation to a bag of cocaine worth €90,000 that had gone missing from an apartment where she was staying. And the men wrongly suspected her of having something to do with it. She had nothing to do with it. She was driven to the flat to essentially be interrogated over the missing drugs. And while there, she was subjected to the most appalling ordeal that, as you say, lasted over 3 hours. Once inside that flat, she was beaten across the head and body with metal poles. She was burned with a heated hammer and a makeshift blowtorch. She was stabbed. She was threatened with rape. And one of the men also threatened to rape her teenage daughter. Her hair was shorn off in what she described as the ultimate act of humiliation. The men we heard took turns attacking her. This is a small apartment, and some of them actually took runs at her from the other side of the flat in order to build up speed so they could inflict maximum damage. At one point, they tried to get her to drink ammonia, but she resisted. During the attack, we heard that one of the men texted a friend boasting about having a hostage and of cutting her up. That friend replied with one word, quality. There were also recordings, Matt, of what they did to her and video footage from inside the flat showing her in a bloodied state and a hammer being heated on a hob were shown and played for the judge. They were played in open court. There are no words to describe how harrowing they were to watch. I cannot imagine what it must have been like for Natalie Ennis to have sat through that. It was like watching a horror movie. Her ordeal went on for hours before Gardaí, and this is a truly remarkable aspect of the case, because her ordeal was brought to an end when Gardaí happened to come upon the scene by complete chance. Remarkably, they came knocking to execute a warrant in relation to an entirely separate matter. And if they hadn't come through the door that day, she was absolutely convinced that they were going to kill her. There were 8 men in the flat when Gardaí entered. 5 of them were sentenced today. She was bloodied and bruised in a highly distressed state when the Gardaí came in. She was missing clumps of hair. There were bottles of petrol also strewn around the place. Her attackers initially claimed that they were actually helping the woman. They claimed that they found her in a state in a laneway near the flat, that she had been attacked by an unknown male. But as soon as she was able to get a moment alone with one of the Gardaí, she told them what really happened. 5 of the 8 men, as I say, have been sentenced for their roles. Each of them pleaded guilty to charges of false imprisonment and assault causing harm. And as you said at the top of the piece, they were today handed prison sentences which varied in range from 8.5 years to 14 years.
Okay, and I just want to, and this is a very distressing list, but Natalie Ennis was left with a broken eye socket, broken cheekbone, broken nasal bone, broken elbow, burns, dislocated teeth, bruising and lacerations across her head and scalp. She required skin grafts, staples to her scalp, and she later had to have surgery to remove a disc in her back. So tell us about these men, because one of the really terrible things about this case as well is that how young just some of these men were.
Yeah, a truly terrifying aspect of the case. And as you outlined there, the extent of the injuries that Natalie Ennis suffered, it is remarkable that she survived the ordeal. Clearly, she's still suffering. both the physical and the psychological impact of what happened to her in September of last year. Aside from Mark McMahon and his son, Mark Keogh, the other three men were all in their early 20s when they tortured Ms. Ennis. McMahon and Keogh were living in the flat at Henrietta Place where this all took place. McMahon is 55, Keogh is 33. Braxton Rice, another one of the accused, his address also at Henrietta House. He was 20 at the time. Sean Conroy, 21 years of age. He was is from Sillogue Road in Ballymun. And the fifth man then that was sentenced today is a 22-year-old man called Keane Walsh, who lives in a flat across from King's Inns on Constitutional Hill in Dublin 7. The judge was given and took some time, I suppose, for pleas of mitigation to be put forward on each of their behalf. All of them had, and all of the judge was offered, backstories. They all had, drug addictions. They all had difficult backgrounds. But there really is no excuse for what these men did to Natalie Ennis.
Braxton Rice was described as the ringleader. So tell us what he did and his particular sentence.
Well, in terms of levels of culpability, he was identified as the main culprit, the ringleader, which is absolutely terrifying considering how young Braxton Rice is. Natalie Ennis described him to Gardaí as the baby-faced fella. He was in the car that brought her to the apartment with two others. He was the one who began interrogating her about the missing drugs. Again, she had nothing to do with it, but she wasn't believed. He was the one who threatened to rape her daughter. He hit her across the head with a metal pole. And then, as she put it, he just lost it, laying into her all over her body. He heated the head of a hammer with a lighter, burned her repeatedly with it. He also used a deodorant bottle as a makeshift blowtorch. He used that in her face and legs. He beat her from head to toe. The judge described his torture methods as sadistic, and I think that is a very fitting word used to describe what he did to her. He was, of the five of them, he received the longest sentence today, 15 years in prison with the final 12 months suspended. So he was essentially jailed for 14 years today.
What about the others?
Four others in relation to Mark Mann. It was his flat, as I mentioned a moment ago, and for his part, he held a hatchet to Natalie Ennis' face. That was something that was captured on video. He couldn't deny it. He wasn't the main attacker, and that was accepted by the judge, but he facilitated what happened in allowing his home to be used for the interrogation and torture of Ms. Ennis, and he also actively took part in it. Natalie Ennis's version of events, which was accepted by the court, was that all of the men in the apartment that day assaulted her at various levels. Mark McMahon was jailed for 12 years for his role. His son, Mark Keogh, also lived in the flat. As I said, he initially denied assaulting her, but later accepted what she had told Gardaí, pleaded guilty to the charges. Again, he wasn't the main attacker, but was prosecuted on the basis of being part of the group, which was reflected in the relatively light sentence that he received of 9 years. Sean Conroy, unlike Keogh, was seen as one of the main attackers, eclipsed only by the actions of Braxton Rice. He kicked her in the face. He exchanged boastful texts and images with two others. He refused to cooperate with Gardaí. The judge was satisfied he was centrally involved. He was jailed for 12 years. Keane Walsh then was the final person to be sentenced today. He was just 20 at the time. His car was used to transport her to the flat. In fact, his job was to drive them all there. There was no forensic evidence linking him to the assaults that took place. He wasn't visible in any of the clips, but it is believed that he recorded some of the attack. And in light of his plea and the relatively lesser role that he played when compared with the others, he received the shortest sentence of 8.5 years. As I say, a lot of mitigation heard today, detailed evidence about their backgrounds and upbringing. We heard about drug addiction and criminality to varying degrees featuring in all of the cases. They all had their own difficult backstory to tell. That was noted, that was taken into account by the judge today, but there really is no excuse for what they did to these vulnerable women, and they were rightly punished today. And these were decent sentences handed down too, and even the judge remarked on that by saying there has to be general deterrence to this type of torture.
Indeed, as one listener says, this case is the worst and most disgusting and distressing I've ever heard, simply because of the level of abuse and evil that these men possess. Truly disturbing. Anyone who can do this to anyone, especially a woman, is very scary, and our society has failed if this is what young men are capable of. Finally, Frank Rainey, was the victim of this, Natalie Ennis, in court for all of this. And do we know, how is she coping?
She was in court for this and a previous sentence hearing where those videos were played and her victim impact statement was delivered to the court. I actually shared a lift with her up to the court today for her sentence hearing. She is utterly shattered by what has happened to her. Understandably, she's trying to piece her life back together. She was 37 years of age at the time, a mother. She described the ordeal as life-changing and the injuries, again, both physical and psychological, as long-lasting, deeply traumatic. She said she's in pain every single day. She continues to suffer from chronic headaches. She has scarring, nerve damage, lingering issues with balance, mobility, struggles to find sleep at night. Understandably, her sleep is often disrupted by flashbacks and night terrors. The injuries that she received required extensive treatment, ongoing treatment. Skin grafts were required, staples in her head, surgery in her face and arm. She said she can't walk properly anymore. She can't do the things that she used to love. She said she used to be bubbly, outgoing. Now she's scared of everything, particularly when she sees young men on the street. She's constantly looking over her shoulder. In her victim impact statement, she said that those 3 hours felt like 3 years. And she said that she continues to burst out crying whenever she thinks about it. Nothing helps. She said that she will never forget these sick human beings. She said she never knew humanity could be so cruel. And she said to them that she hoped they can sleep well at night because she can't.
Frank Graney, RTFM Courts correspondent. Thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.